The federal agency charged with regulating pipelines is investigating another natural gas leak in Cook Inlet. This is the third report this year of equipment failure on infrastructure in the inlet owned by the oil and gas company Hilcorp, including another gas leak and an oil leak. As a result, the company started an audit of its pipelines in the region. According to spokesperson Lori Nelson, during an inspection, the company discovered that a pipeline on its Steelhead platform had more gas leaving the platform than what was arriving on shore. Nelson calls this a metering discrepancy, but she says the company took the line out of service on Saturday as a precaution. Several flights over the area didn't find any evidence of a gas leak. The line has been emptied of natural gas and filled with seawater since Monday. The state agencies involved in the other spills in Cook Inlet acknowledged they're aware of the situation on the Steelhead platform, but would not provide any other comments at this time. Lois Epstein is an engineer and the Arctic Program Director for the Wilderness Society. She joined calls from other environmental groups in Cook Inlet for an audit of Hilcorp's aging infrastructure.
They're very open about their business plan, which is to take over old fields and make them profitable for the company. We need to see whether they're cutting corners. We need to ask a lot of hard questions about their operations.
She says the company should not be allowed to expand its operations in Alaska without addressing concerns about its safety record.